In June 1985, I was trying to take the train from Chicago to Carbondale, Illinois. It was Friday, and I was anxious to be home by sundown. I arrived at the station at 6 a.m. and stood in a growing line. I distinctly told the ticket agent, "Carbondale, Illinois, please." She handed me the ticket. I took it and sat down to read a book. Partway through it, I had a strong impression to recheck the ticket. I carefully looked at it. No mistake, it said Carbondale, Missouri, not Carbondale, Illinois. By this time, the line snaked across the station, so I dutifully went to the back of it. When I finally got to the ticket agent, she apologized for making the mistake and handed me the right ticket to Carbondale, Illinois. One of the workers pointed me to the right train. I hopped on and sat down. A few minutes later, an uneasy feeling crept over me. I began asking people, "Where's this train going?" Not one person knew where they were going. Finally, a conductor arrived on the scene. "So where is this train going?" I asked him. "I'm supposed to go to Carbondale, Illinois." "To Iowa," he replied. "You'd better get off now." Just then, the train started rolling out of the station. We hurried to an exit and I got off. My suitcase was thrown out the window and landed with a thud on the pavement below. I stood there bewildered. "Sir, then where is the train to Carbondale, Illinois?" I asked. "There it is," he pointed to a train leaving the station. "When is the next train?" I asked. "That was the only one for today," came the reply. This meant that I had to be taxied across the city to a bus station. I was told the bus was about to leave. Once more, I stood in a very long line, hoping I would make it in time. Through all of this, I sensed that God had a reason for all the inconvenience. I arrived in Carbondale, hot, tired, and worn out 15 hours later at 9 p.m. As I sank into bed that night, I thanked God for keeping me through the day. Several days later, I read in the paper that the train I should have been on had derailed. It had hit several large haystacks left on the train by an accident. All the people had to be taken to the hospital. With clear vision, I now saw how God's loving care purposely orchestrated the standing in endless lines so that I would be spared a disaster. It overwhelmed me that the God of the universe should be that interested in a young teacher from Southern Illinois. I pray I will always be aware of the footprints of God's providence.